something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Prevailing Prayer.
Hallelujah. James chapter 5. Book of James. Chapter 5. Is there something that we can do? Can we change? A man's destiny. Can we alter the course of events? Can we change things in our lives and in the lives of others? Can we make a dying man live? Can we change a nation? James chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 14. 13 may be all right. Somebody got the Amplified. Just let me get Amplified version. Get it for me quick. From verse 13, is any sick among you, or is any among you afflicted? That's verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him what? I want you to answer me like you heard me. Thank you. Is any among you afflicted? Let him what? Did you say let him cry?
No.
Let him weep?
No.
Let him go to the village? Let him find a native doctor.
Oh.
Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him dance. Is any merry? Let him organize a meeting for townspeople. Is any merry? Let him drink beer.
No.
Is any merry? Let him pour champagne on his head.
No.
The Bible says, is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Who are the elders of the church? This scripture just tells you. Any elder that cannot heal the sick is not an elder, period. It's here. That's it. It's right there. He says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the oil The oil of faith. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the doctor shall raise him up. No, sir. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. So all those who are called elders, but they don't pray for the sick, are not elders. Because the prayer of faith of the elders works. If it doesn't work, it didn't come from the elder. You know how you are an elder? An elder doesn't... he's not talking about somebody who has gray hair. No, he's not talking about someone, you know, who's been a preacher a long, long time. He's talking about someone who has known the Lord. Not who has found the Lord. Thank God I found the Lord 12 years ago. Nah. One who has come to know him by acquaintance. How many of you know people who are married and love each other and they've been together many, many years? After a while, they start to look alike. They begin to resemble. Now, when you get home, you can ask your wife, do we resemble? When trouble strikes in some homes and where they refuse to listen to the Word of God and let the Word of God dominate them. The lady has her own special number. And the man has his own special number. After fighting or, you know, beating her up, if he could, because sometimes it's the other way around. Then the lady begins her song, Satan, woe unto you, all power belongs to me. But she's singing, just letting him hear. Satan, woe unto you, all power. Then the man has his own special number. On the last day, only true believers. Hallelujah. Wonderful. I think there are better songs to sing at such times, all right? Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, so we're here in verse 16, where our theme scripture is. Verse 16 now, James chapter 5, we've been reading. Confess your faults one to another and fight one another. Come on, talk to me now. Are you sure? Confess your faults one to another and betray one another. Confess your faults one to another and sue one another. Okay, confess your faults to the police. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that she may be healed. Now, the next line. Read it with me. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth a little?
No.
Availeth gradually?
No.
What? Much! That means availeth tremendously. I want to read it to you from the Amplified. Boy, you would love it. If I didn't have the Amplified version, for this verse alone, I would have bought one. Let me just read it to you. It says here, confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, And pray also for one another, that ye may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. It says, the earnest, this is what I like. The earnest, heartfelt, continued, he's still talking about the same thing. Earnest, that means heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. In other words, it works like a dynamite. You can shake things up. He says, the earnest, King James says, the, where is it now? Yes, effectual, fervent, that means burning like fire. Fervent, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Who is a righteous man? Romans chapter 5 verse 1, therefore being declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have been declared righteous by faith. Amen. Everyone who believes in Jesus, who has received eternal life, is a righteous man. You're the one the Bible is talking about. You say, well, I haven't done things correctly. He didn't say those who have practiced correct things. He says a righteous man. That's a nature. All right? If you have done something wrong, you are a righteous man who did something wrong. And the Bible says if a righteous man has done something wrong, he should obtain forgiveness from God and continue in his righteousness.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794 or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.